Henry Cimoli didn't mince words. "Have I ever asked you for a favor?" "Nope." "In all the years I've been knowing you and Hawk," Henry said, "I haven't asked for jack squat." Jack or squat has never been stated. We sat at an outdoor table at Kelly's Roast Beef, facing the ocean at Revere Beach. It was early spring, and people had rediscovered shorts and t-shirts. I was particularly interested in the return of the skirt, bare legs, and high heels with thin straps. Not that Revere was a fashion mecca. Revere was a working-class town, and Revere Beach was a working-class beach. But you could live well on the beach, and the seafood and Italian restaurants along the boulevard were very good. I had ordered a bucket of clams from the takeout window. "I take calls for you guys. Keep Pearl when you and Susan want to leave town and moon over each other."
"Pearl loves you, Henry."
"Do I complain?"
"She says you withhold affection."
The wind was sharp and cold, but the sunshine warmed you during the lulls. I sampled a few fried clams from the bucket. Sadly, I learned Kelly's did not serve Blue Moon Ale, or any beer for that matter. One cannot enjoy fried clams with a Coke Zero. I dipped a few more in tartar sauce and studied a leggy brunette in a flowy skirt standing outside the beach pavilion. She kept the skirt from blowing away with the flat of her hand while she walked. Maybe Revere was on the verge of becoming fashionable. A couple paunchy guys in coveralls, stained with grease, got up from a table and patted their stomachs. One belched.
"Perhaps not."
"Do I detect a request for a favor?" I said.
"Why?" Henry said. "Because I'm saying I never asked for one?"
"Did I tell anyone about the time you wore lifts to that Hall of Fame banquet?" I said. Henry stood about 5'4 and weighed about 134 pounds, but 133 of it was muscle, and in his youth he'd gone toe-to-toe with Willie Pep. Some of that still showed in his face. He had a lot of scar tissue around the eyes. His knuckles looked like thick pebbles. He was a hard and tough man, despite my claim that he had once been a member of the Lollipop Guild.
"So you owe me?" he said.
"I'd do it anyway."
"What?"
"Whatever you're going to ask."
"I don't like asking for stuff," Henry said.
"I wasn't brought up that way."
"Say no if you want. Don't worry about what I said. I'm just ticked off about all this crap."
"Fried clam?"
"You could lose a little weight, Spencer," Henry said. "Z told me you've been into the donuts again. You know how many calories are in one donut?"
"Next you'll want me to give up sex."
"Women make you stupid."
"Not all," I said, eating more clams. A blonde had taken the brunette's place, wearing wedge heels, tastefully frayed chino shorts, and a light blue button-down shirt with several buttons open. She wore designer sunglasses on top of her head and shifted her hips as she strolled.
"She could," Henry motioned.
"Talk slower," I said. "I can't understand you."
"So you want to hear it, or did you drive up to Revere on a Sunday to eat a bucket of clams?"
"I'm motivated equally." Henry craned his wrinkled neck over his shoulder, watching for anyone within earshot. Satisfied that a young couple with a toddler posed zero threat, he turned back.
"We got some problems at my condo," Henry said. "I tried to handle it myself, but the cowards sent three guys the other night. They told me if I didn't shut up, they were going to toss me out my window."
"What floor is your unit?"
"Fourth floor."
"You're so light you could blow away."
"This ain't funny."
"Okay, tell me about these guys."
Henry shrugged.
Several seagulls landed on a table next to us and started to scrap over half an onion roll.
"The guy talking was a thick-necked steroid freak. He had a tattoo on his neck and crazy eyes."
"Lovely."
"Other guy was black, not as juiced up, but just as thick. Third guy was older, with long hair and a goatee. Didn't look that tough. Maybe he's the shooter. He had that look, trying to show he was a hard guy."
"Names?"
Henry shrugged. "I didn't ask for references."